State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. All this week on Michigan Radio, we are airing a series called Beyond the Battlefield, stories about veterans who are returning from war. Now, we've all probably heard stories about the impact of war on an individual, the person coming home. But what about the impact of war on families? I'm going to introduce you to a family whose members have fought battles overseas and back home as well.
The one thing I can say that the military showed me was no is never a good answer for anything.
This is 35-year-old Simone Liu. She was a hospital corpsman with the Navy for 11 years.
I won't say no just because I don't know how to do it. I will figure it out some way, somehow. I will get it to work.
That was her game plan in the field. It's how she responded to medical emergencies. But in a few minutes, you'll come to understand how she could just as easily be talking about her own family. More on that in a minute.
Girls, why don't you come here for a minute?
First, let's meet her kids.
What's your name?
Grace.
And what's your name?
Eva.
Eva is 7, Grace is 4. They are total cuties who talk nonstop about everything. Their favorite animals.
Zebra. Panda.
Their dog, Penny.
She's only a year old.
Wow.
But in dog 1 year old.
So I have a question for you guys. Did you know that your parents were in the military?
Yep. They were in the Navy, but they helped with the Marines.
Wow. What else do you know about it?
Actually, that's all I know. That's all they told me.
Do you ever talk about it with them?
Not really.
Sometimes we talk about what it was like, especially when John has a sad day and the girls ask about it. We sit down and talk about why daddy's sad or daddy's having a hard time.
Grace and Eva's dad, Simone's husband, is John Liu, and he has PTSD. Like his wife, he was a corpsman in the Navy, but whereas Simone served mostly stateside after 9/11, John went overseas, to Iraq. During his first deployment, he was exposed to over 100 IED explosions, and he witnessed the death of his best friend. When he came back home, Simone says he wasn't all there. She knew something was wrong, but he didn't get any help. Then he went back overseas for his second deployment, where he missed the birth of his first daughter, Eva. When he came back home to his wife and new baby girl, he realized he was in pain.
I was able to acknowledge the fact that the things that I was putting aside was starting to affect our family. And so that's when I started talking to Simone about it and said, you know, I've had some time to process this and it's time to move forward, which is a big step and is a very difficult process.
Since then, John has been through a lot of therapy, group therapy, art therapy, individual therapy. Some days he'd come home so emotionally and physically drained from all the medications and therapies.
He'd say, I love you. He'd kiss me. He'd kiss Eva. And then he'd go straight to video games and wouldn't speak the rest of the night.
The last big therapy push John did came after the birth of his second daughter, Grace. It was a program in Kentucky that took him away from his family for 2 months, which was tough on Simone and the kids, but when he came back, he seemed better. Every day is still a challenge. There are specific sounds, triggers that can throw him. This week in particular, with all of the 4th of July fireworks, is particularly hard. But they work through it as a family.
I may not understand exactly what it means to be in war, but I fought my own battle at home. Keeping my home together and keeping my husband a whole person.
She says they have friends who have gotten divorced because of issues surrounding PTSD. Simone was not going to let that happen. She took what she learned in the military and applied it to her life. She and John and Eva and Grace were going to get through it no matter what as a family. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.